I don't understand what you were saying.
It was an ancient commercial reference, and it was way, way too early, and I apologize for
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
I'll have myself flogged.
That's some good work.
Yeah, thank you.
It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
We have Disney tickets for you today.
We do.
Two different times.
Four packs of tickets. We're doing it all week. They're doing it in the morning show. Then we do have them at 4 and 5 here. And a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure. And a chance to win between 4 and 5 and 5 and 6.
We also have Gimme 5.
Songs with Shout in the title. I think we might have to amend that, though. There aren't that many I see now in our little system
okay.
that actually have Shout in the title. So maybe if they say Shout in the song and you
if
know
it's
that.
A lyric?
Yeah, but it's all Shout. No, they have to say Shout. Yeah, exactly. It's a okay. lyric. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. We might have to just shut it down and go home. Hey, let's just do that now. Screw it.
You're always wanting to
I'm
leave.
Ready to go.
You have the best job in the world.
I do.
And you want to leave.
I do.
Always.
So imagine if I had the worst job.
Right, yeah.
What
you'd be
jackass.
Unbearable.
Yeah.
Your name is problematic.
Sluggo?
No, but I've got a great story for you.
Oh, nice.
In how her name actually, with most companies, do it this way. It's your first initial.
Yeah.
And then your last name.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
Hers doesn't spell anything nice. So we're going to talk about that. We have One American Dollar on the way.
Yeah, you know, the Academy Awards coming up this Sunday, and I'm going to test your knowledge on it.
All right. Miami Beach is tired of spring breakers.
I love the headline, Miami Beach breaks up with spring breakers.
Yeah.
I keep seeing that headline everywhere, and I think it's hilarious. Good luck with that.
Let's see how that works
yeah.
out.
Yeah, well, that should work
I'm still
out.
Living.
Yeah.
And Who's Naked Now is next.
Who's Naked Now?
On 95.5 KLOS.
That's a good question, my friend.
Who's naked now?
It's a question that always has an answer.
Yeah, two men. Yep, and usually Florida woman.
This is not in Florida.
Oh.
This is in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's cold there. There's a little shrinkage going on.
Balls Out Bowling is back.
Oh, no.
Where nudity is required.
No. I'm sorry, sir. You got the wrong ball.
Balls Out Bowling is back for the ultimate bowling experience.
Not only is that dangerous, it's gross. Because think of when you throw the ball down the
yard.
Think of that. That's over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are disturbing about this.
It's bad enough when they're clothed.
Pittsburgh area naturalists are hosting another Balls Out Bowling event where you can only bowl in the nude. Most places that do stuff like this, it's suggested.
Yes.
But you don't have to. You can also participate if you're not comfortable nude.
You can wear your tidy whiteys that have a few skin marks if you must.
This is going to be Sunday, April 28th, if you want to make your plans now.
Hold on. Booking a flight, Pittsburgh.
The event is for anyone over 18.
Oh, that lets me out.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or beginner, this event is for everyone. I don't know if that means nudity
right?
or bowling.
I've never bowled naked, so I don't know where that's at.
Nudity is required with the exception that women can wear bottoms.
Well, come on! Come on! That's not nude! That's cheating!
That does seem like it's cheating.
Yeah, 100%!
Also, sexual activity is not permitted.
At least not right out there for the first 10 minutes.
Those running the event are clear to say that nudism does not equal consent, and harassment will not be taken lightly.
Good. I mean, that's true. That is true. But then, you know.
No photography or video is allowed, and the event is a ticket event.
I'm canceling my flight. I don't want to go. Come on. They can wear bottoms. What's the point?
What's the point of bowling naked?
Well, I mean,
what's the original point? Like, why?
I don't know.
Why take off?
What does that mean? No shoes, or are they all wearing shoes? Because you imagine dropping
that would be
13-pound ball on a bare foot.
But how funny would it look to see a nude person with bowling shoes?
So stupid.
I'm in.
We're going. Following is recorded during lockdown on Miami Beach.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
I think we found that guy right after we started.
Yes, it was right out the gate. And he was out there partying up, even though it was supposed to be locked down.
I think I've had it. Still living.
Yep, still living.
Unbelievable. Miami Beach is breaking up with spring break.
Why? Why would they want to do that?
Or at least trying to.
Yeah, good luck,
Miami
man.
Beach is trying to break up with spring break, but it's not clear yet whether spring break will take the hint.
not a chance. That'd be like Las Vegas deciding, you know what, let's don't do gambling. Don't come here anymore. Right. No more going to the chicken ranch,
after
people.
After 3 consecutive years of spring break violence, that's why, Miami Beach officials are implementing month-long security measures aimed at curbing the chaos, including parking restrictions for non-residents and closing sidewalk cafes on busy weekends.
Yep, still living.
Really? They're gonna make businesses close on busy weekends?
The city has warned visitors to expect curfews, bag searches at the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrest for drug possession and violence.
Well, why would they be arresting people for those two things?
Right?
They're going to start doing that now.
There's a most of the spring break activity and all of the people are in about a 10-block stretch of Ocean Drive.
Oh, is that right? I did not know that. Really? Just 10 blocks.
It's called Ocean Drive, and on the left, there are a bunch of Art Deco hotels that have outside clubs and stuff.
Right.
Where everybody gathers.
Sure.
And then on the right is the ocean. So it's a beautiful place.
So it's like if it was Venice, basically. Like, you know, just that stretch of Venice Beach or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, without the homeless.
Right.
I mean, it's an upscale part of South Beach, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that just means if they're going to move somewhere else in town.
Probably,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, we love to bet. I would bet $5 with you right now, $10 with you right now, that in 3 years, we got to remember this, that'll be just ancient history. They won't even be talking about trying to shut it down anymore because it's impossible.
Meaning they'll just have given up?
Yes.
Meiser said the city has spent millions of dollars on concerts and other events like near there to get the people who are loitering in airports to go to an event.
We're not going to do that, man. We're going to stay here, you know?
Yep, still living.
I mean, come on.
And there are a lot of the clubs that are, of course, complaining because that's when they make all their money.
Yes.
Which makes sense.
Haven't they seen Jaws? You can't shut it down on the 4th of July.
Haven't they seen Jaws?
And the Oscar for Best Picture goes to La La Land. Congratulations.
Oh. La La Land.
Wasn't that the one that wasn't the Best Picture? I don't remember how that worked. I was so excited about the Academy Awards as a kid. I watched them every year.
I think I did too, but wasn't it... Didn't it seem like they picked movies that everyone sort of knew?
Yeah, and they were like, you know, kind of agreed upon. I mean, there was only 5 at the time. And, you know, I mean, Amadeus and, you know, Annie Hall.
You remember Amadeus?
I actually saw that, in the theater.
What?
I really liked that movie. And then I've tried to watch it since. And
what have you done with Sluggo?
But I'm betting, I was looking at the list of the 10 that are nominated. This Sunday, the Academy Awards happens.
Oh, that's this Sunday.
I don't even know most of them, I have to say.
Great.
I'm betting you don't.
So that's my category?
Either, For one American dollar, baby.
Dollar, that's what I need.
I can keep my dollar. I can keep my buck.
I wouldn't be so sure because I know 2 of them right off the bat because of Barbenheimer. So I know that it's Barbie.
There would be 1. Ding, 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 ding.
It's better where you play it.
Yeah, right.
And then
that's a matter of opinion.
And then Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer is 2. So now you just have to get 2 more.
All right. That's what I know for sure.
That's pretty much all I knew, too. And I'm pretty sure I could have come up with those. Yeah.
I know that I watched a couple of them.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
I'm just trying to do it like they do in the Oscars.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You know, any of the people that do any of those announcements? Oh, you used to do this.
I did that for the Grammys.
Oh, that's right.
Not the Oscars.
Who's hosting this year, by the way?
James
Kimmel. Oh, yeah. That guy we know.
He does such a great job.
He does.
It's really hard. It's a really weird situation to look at him hosting the Oscars and going, That's that dude. That's just that dude that we hung out.
He used to be at the station in Phoenix. He didn't work there. He hung out because he was bored.
Right.
He is the nicest dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Kimmel is the nicest. Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. But, it's always fun to watch him.
Just weird, man. It's so weird.
American author.
American author. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun.
What? I thought that was one of them.
Not on the list. Is that really a movie? I don't even know that one.
Story about the black author and his book wasn't black enough. I don't even remember what other movies there were this year.
Oh, there's one. I'll give you a hint, because okay. These are rough. There's one that they've been pushing forever by a famous director or whatever. I mean, they've been... It's everywhere. Billboards for it constantly. I mean, you're SAG-AFTRA, right? Didn't you get a screener for it, I'll bet, for sure? Along with... I didn't get Barbie, I just thought of. Hey, man, what the hell? I did get Oppenheimer sitting there. I
gotta watch it. Wait, you were helping me 1 second ago.
I got bored.
What just happened?
Yeah, but...
Killers of the Moon. Killers of the Look at that. Sour
Why?
Moon.
Why do I try and give you a dollar? Sour Moon.
What's the name of it?
Flower Moon.
Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Right.
That's close enough.
So I got three.
Yeah. But I think you're out. I would be out.
I think I'm out.
No, come on, man.
I can't even think of other movies. Guess.
I don't know what these are.
Right, see? So...
Is it just because... I mean, you used to go to movies by yourself constantly.
Yeah, I tried to go once a weekend.
Right?
Yeah, because I love it.
Yeah. I mean, as a kid, I could tell you what was showing where. I was just so into movies.
Right, but you were a nerd.
I was total nerd.
And you would have traded all that for friends.
All right, here you go. Here's your list.
I'm giving up.
You don't get your dollar. That's a damn shame.
But I don't have to pay you a dollar.
That's true. American Fiction. Is that the one you were saying?
American Fiction!
There you go! Is that the one you're talking about? You gave me the wrong title, but I'll give it to you anyway, you son of a bitch!
We're gonna count it!
Yeah! Even though, did you say American Fiction?
I said American Author.
Oh, American Author. I should have noticed fiction right there. My brain didn't make that connection.
Oh, you did it!
I'm so impressed.
Feels so good to sort of back into winning.
Yes.
Illegally.
And Killers of
with
the
a little help.
Flower, whatever. Didn't really, but that's okay. Anatomy of Fall.
Don't know that one.
Barbie.
Yep.
The Holdovers.
The Holdovers, I saw that.
When was it any good?
That was the kids that had to stay at school over Christmas break.
Oh, is that like the Breakfast Club? I don't know what that is.
It was Paul Giamatti was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was right. That was decent.
And then Killers of the Flower Moon, which,
yes.
I mean, they push it. I mean, everywhere you go in this town, there's billboards for that. Maestro?
Maestro's up for Best Picture?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Oppenheimer?
Sure.
Past Lives?
Past Lives. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I do want to see that. It's on my list. You know, you've seen my list of to watch. It's
Sligo
massive.
Sligo has a list of things to watch on his phone that is about 3 years long.
It's so long. And we're in the process of about five things, actually, right now. But Poor Things and The Zone of Interest? What the hell is that?
What's The Zone of Interest?
I don't know. It sounds
I don't know. The Zone of Interest.
Yeah. Anyways, the Academy Award. Do you want to make a bet now on the dollar, what it's going to go to?
Meaning which one's going to win?
Yeah. I'm going to say Oppenheimer.
I would say Oppenheimer,
too. Oh, well, that's no fun. We can't bet on that, then.
I think. I don't know, because we haven't seen...
That doesn't mean anything.
I think Oppenheimer is going to kind of sweep.
Yeah, me too.
Or Barbie. One of the two
is going to go back and forth, is my guess. I can't imagine Barbie would win actual Best Picture.
I got to tell you, having seen it, it should.
Sure, I know, I agree.
Because of what they did with it, with all of the possibilities that were there, what they did with it was amazing and they should win.
Right, but there's no way.
I don't know.
Yeah, really?
They don't seem to pick popular movies. That seems to go against them.
That is very true.
But listen, I'll take Barbie. You take Oppenheimer.
Okay. All right.
For our $1.
Our $1.
That I just won.
All right. It's a 2 for 2-sie. Here's a couple from Mammoth WVH for your dining and dancing pleasure.
Let's talk about your name is problematic. Your name is problematic. Listen to this woman.
Well, it's official. I have a new job, which means that I will be transitioning from my current position to a new one within the next 2 weeks. And amidst all of this excitement that I feel about this transition and this move and this new opportunity, I am filled with dread over one aspect of moving to a different job that I always face when I do this, which is having to have the tough conversation about how my name fits into a company email structure.
Okay. That seems like, I mean, I was thinking, oh, new workers, new city, new
our
responsibility.
Name fits into most jobs' email
That's
address.
That's a strange thing to, all right, what's her name?
My name is Samantha Hart.
Samantha Hart.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Yep.
And most companies use the email designation of first initial last name, meaning that my email would be Short.
That does make it difficult.
Who's the new girl? Where is she? I got to see her. All right. What do you got going on here? Oh, you have a little accident.
And I've had two professional jobs so far, and at every single workplace, this has been the email company structure. And at every single workplace, I have received an email from HR the week before I start.
No,
like it's your fault.
Yeah, right.
Let me know that my name does not exactly fit the company email structure as they would intend. And would I mind if they gave me a different structure for my email?
Yeah, I would mind. That's my name. I'm going to own it. I would totally change it.
You would. I don't think you would.
In a heart. No, I suppose I wouldn't.
I don't think you would.
I wouldn't. You're right.
You would keep it.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'm going to call myself Sluggo.
That's true.
To which I always say, yeah, I don't want an email that says shart. Yeah, fix it. Give me something else. So now as I transition to this new role, I did investigate the email structure at this new company.
Yeah.
And they do, in fact, use first initial last name.
Of course they do.
How about that?
That's annoying.
Which means I am going to have another very uncomfortable conversation with somebody.
Have you ever noticed your initials?
And at this point, I feel like, do I just reach out right off the bat and say, look?
Nah, let them figure it out.
No, I think you do.
Really?
If you don't want
just
that to
make
happen,
sure.
You do. You
yeah,
reach
I guess
out.
You're right. You're right.
You're not going to want my email to be this. You're going to want to give me something else.
Oh, no. We want your email to be that.
Trust us.
If you're coming to, radio,
yes.
It's definitely going to be like, nope.
Or should I let them come to me?
No.
Should I let them initiate the conversation?
No.
What do you guys think I should do?
Well,
the
we
short
told
conversation.
You. Why isn't she listening?
Which by
yeah,
the
yeah.
end.
Anyway, so.
So.
S. Hart wasn't listening just now.
Your name is problematic for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
We have done before that your name is ruined by someone else.
Or that it's, famous.
Somebody
infamous.
Famous later. Yeah,
exactly.
But
this time, along those lines, you got initial
sure.
problems, parents sometimes don't think out the three letters.
I wouldn't have thought that, though, about an email address.
No, never would have. Yeah, now I guess maybe. People, but that's, that's a lot to think about.
It is.
We got to throw this name out just because of that?
I would guess most people don't, even now.
Yeah.
Even knowing all about email, if you got a kid today, you wouldn't think, I wonder what their email address is going to be in the future.
I mean, you're never going to guess what is going to be the next form of communication. So you wouldn't be able to cover all bases.
That's pretty great.
But, that's not fair if you have something that spells out something that seems naughty. You can't put it on your license plate because the DMV will be like, sure.
That is true.
No.
So that's what we're talking about. Your name is problematic. 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about a woman who has the first name Susan and the last name Hart. And with most workplaces, you use your first initial and then your last name.
So that spells S-H-A-R-T.
And that's not great.
No, that...
She has to get it changed everywhere she goes. You have a weird, problematic name?
I'm Mr. T. My initials are spelled Mr. T.
Mr. T. That's fantastic.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you pity fools on a regular basis?
All the time now.
I'm sure you're so tired of hearing any joke about that.
Wait, I got another one. Are you part of the A-team?
No. Funny, no. Huh? You know, the funny thing is my mother was, huh?
Yeah, that would be annoying. We feel for you.
Wow, well done.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
KLOS, this is Curlian.
What's your name?
Curlian.
Curlian, okay. And how is your name problematic? Just hard to spell?
Yeah, it's hard to spell, man.
Gotcha.
You got it wrong. Kirkland, Killian, I don't know, all kinds of names, man.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Do you just, give up and, tell people to call you Steve or anything like that?
Just call me Special K.
That's interesting.
I love it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Mmm, delicious, too.
KLOS,
hello. Breakfast.
Hello.
Hey, problem with your name?
Well, it's not so much of a problem, per se, at times, but it can be. But my last name is Stoner.
Yes!
That's pretty great.
Yes, my brother!
Stoner.
What do you do professionally?
Construction.
Oh, okay. Well,
I hope your first name starts with an A.
No, but if I had a daughter, I'd name her Ima.
I hope you have a daughter, man. I really do.
Well done. I'm glad that you've already figured that out for a potential daughter.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your name is problematic.
Right in the middle of a block of Alice enjoying the day in chains. So you got another one coming up in just a second.
We are talking about your name being problematic.
My name is problematic. It wouldn't be so problematic if I lived in Europe, but my mom blessed me with the name of Jean, J-E-A-N.
Right.
And every time I go anywhere and since kindergarten, it's Jean.
Jean, sure.
Jean.
That would be annoying.
It is annoying. It's still annoying every day of my life.
Well, maybe it's time to move to Europe.
No.
All right.
No, absolutely not. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Gene, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My sister's last name is Wankit, and when her kids were playing baseball, we used to yell, "Spank it, Wankit."
That's very nice.
And everybody would just look at us, and we were so serious.
They're like, what is wrong with those people over there?
Yes, it was the best time ever.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, my name is Problematic.
Okay.
Cool. What's your name?
My last name is Cox.
Fox.
C-O-C-K-S.
No, no.
Oh.
What'd you say? How do you spell it?
C-O-C-K-S.
Interesting.
I actually see that on the caller identification on this particular call, and I know that it's true as a result.
Interesting.
So I am C.A. Cox.
What's your first name?
My name's Kathy.
So Captain Cox?
Catherine.
I know.
Kathy.
Yep, Kathy Cox. My dad's name was Jack Cox. And he was in the Navy. Yeah, but my dad was Seaman Jack Cox when he was in the Navy.
No, he wasn't.
Come on.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
Well, he was a seaman if he was in the Navy. That's a fact.
His name was Jack.
Wow.
Wow, that's something.
I mean, he chose to go into that anyway.
Like, your family is f***ed up.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
I love it. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
My son has a school teacher. Her name's Miss Watson. First name, either Terry or Tracy. So when she gave us her email, you'd have to use the first initial and her last name.
Yes!
Woo! Very uncomfortable for her.
That is so great.
That's hilarious. Did you laugh the first time?
The whole parent conference laughed. Yeah.
And that was a teacher that had to handle that with all of the kids.
She knew it, but...
Oh, that's so great.
You just got to get on with it, I guess.
Yeah, I hear you.
Brilliant. Does she live up to her name at all, by any chance?
Not really. She's a nice lady.
Well, that's good.
Nice, that's good. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your name is Problematic. Hello? Hello? You all right?
You need an ambulance? Sir, what's the emergency? You've dialed 911, sir. This is not a joke. You're wasting our time. Hey! Turn down the radio. Why are you calling 911, sir?
I didn't call 911.
Liar!
I called KLOS.
Yeah! Why?
These guys are the worst.
Oh, yeah, a weird name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Knut Johan Sven.
Knut Johan Sven.
Are you Swedish?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Norwegian.
Norwegian. Wow. Does anybody ever spell your name right the first time out the gate?
No. And then, like, one of my friends one time in metal shop in high school spelled my name K-U-N.
That's so nice.
Give me five songs in a row.
You ever heard the album version of that? It's really good. It goes into this long sort of songs with shout either in the title or in the lyrics.
Shout. Title or lyrics.
818-955-KLOS or...
on social media at Kevin and Sluggo.
And then let's start with this little band called The Beatles.
So can we just play that one five times in a row?
Yeah. Bueller. Jeff, Ronquillo, Rochelle, Brian, and Erica all asked for that one. So I guess we should probably play it four times since four people asked for it, shall we? Where did they hit us up for that, by the way?
At Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
You can do it there. You can call 818-955-KLOS, and you can listen to these guys now.
Rockers, this is Paul Stanley.
I'm Gene Simmons.
And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS right here in Los Angeles.
Give me five songs with shout in the title. What do you think we should play?
Well... duh. Shout at the devil. Hello.
Hi.
Shout at the devil.
Hi, how are you? Oh, I get. We'll do it. Shout at the devil, dude.
Ah!
Yeah, do it some more.
Ah!
Yeah, more.
Ah!
Your neighbors are going to call 911, man.
I live in the mountains. They don't hear me.
Oh, okay. It's also Gibby 5. We're looking for songs with shout in the title or lyrics.
Hello, how about a little bit of Ronnie James Dio, Stand Up and Shout?
Awesome. Who's this?
This is Alan from Anaheim.
Wrapping up a twofer from Scorpions, which I think I can say is my favorite one, although Can't Live Without You. I love that one, but Still Loving You. I love that Scorpion.
I like hearing you work it out on the air.
I gotta think about it, man. It's important.
It's time for what we learned. There's a nude bowling league in Pittsburgh called Balls Out.
I mean, what more do you need to say?
I don't want any part of it. Miami Beach wants people to stop coming there for spring break.
They're trying to break up with spring breakers. That's not going to work.
That's too late.
Nope.
And I lost one American dollar by not naming four of the top 10 movies for movie of the year this weekend at the Oscars.
I'm shocked, dude. That's incorrect. You did get it. I just gave
I won a dollar.
You did. Because I gave you the wrong title.
You're right.
You're rich.
I'm rich.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty and be down a dollar. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Jim,
you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes, sir. You got a 4-pack of tickets for Disneyland or Disney California Adventure.
Sweet.
Which one do you think you want to go to, Jim?
I'm going Disneyland.
Nope, that's not allowed. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is one of the choices.
That is one of the choices. Jim, you can do it.
Yep.
Sweet.
We have tickets for you to see...
To see Disney. Yeah, to see Disneyland.
Right.
And to see the California Adventure, if you so desire instead. It's a family of 4-pack tickets for one day, one park tickets. We'll give you a chance to win sometime between now and 5. But not right this second.
All right, we have a family 4-pack of one day, one park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park. You get to pick if you're caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Isaac called us from Ventura. He wanted to go to Disneyland, and since he was caller 25, we were like, sure, why not?
He got a 4-pack of tickets.
Yeah, and you got another chance to win sometime very soon. Wrapping up a twofer from Mammoth WVH with Don't Back Down. I want to send that out to Jennifer. Do you know Jennifer, Kevin?
I don't.
Yeah, she's at Roman Empire, the agency, and she always has KLOS on at work.
Oh.
Jennifer, thank you for doing that. Well done. Did you subscribe to Cream? It was published for the first time on this day in rock in 1969. Were you a fan of Ozzy Osbourne's TV show on MTV? The first episode ran on this day in rock in 2002.